This is Sarah O'Connell.
And this is Jonah Treboiser.
And welcome back to another edition of Radio Rotary, made possible by Rotary District 7210.
Each week, we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People living by Rotary's motto of service above self.
And Jonah, today, our special guest is Lynn Versace, who's the community director of the March of Dimes.
Good
March
morning.
Of Dimes of Dutchess County?
It's the Northern Metro Division. It's Dutchess and Ulster County is what my primary areas are.
Okay, but yes.
Good morning.
I knew that they had kind of expanded more and become more regional, really.
It's now, actually a national organization.
Well, national organization, but I mean our kind of stomping grounds here.
Can I show off now?
Okay. Sure.
He's not going to behave. My God, it's so early for this. Begging you.
I don't know how much you know about the history of the March of Dimes.
I know pretty much a lot of the history.
All right, here's the story I got.
Okay, let's see if it concurs.
March of Dimes started to try and get the cure for polio because President Franklin Delano Roosevelt had polio. And the radio comedian Eddie Cantor got on the air and said to the mothers of America, put your dimes in an envelope, send them to the White House so we can beat polio. And that's why it was called the Mother's March of Dimes. How much of that was correct?
Pretty much all of it. It was in 1938. So you did forget the year, so we'll take some points off for that. But, no, it was pretty much that it.
Wait, excuse me.
That's because
we'll
of your in, age.
We'll
this is why he knows these things.
Yeah, you were good.
He
let's
lived
hear it.
It.
Let's hear it. Let's
all right,
hear it,
you knew the answer. That's because you lived the answer.
I'm out of that one completely.
So tell us about the Mother's March of Dimes. And I used to have balls, dancing balls. People dance so children could walk.
They did. They actually had a gala,
a gala. See?
It was a ball. It was a birthday
they
ball.
They had affair events. How about, why don't you just say they had affairs?
I think you
that
like the word balls
would be as ridiculous as saying they had balls.
I like the word balls.
It was called an event or a gala. All right, let's talk to Lynn, who's a good sport here, and who's also a shoe person, so we like her already.
I am a shoe.
I'm getting in trouble now by asking.
She
what
is.
But I have to say, her shoes
community.
Are fabulous.
Community. I have some special spring shoes on here. Lynn Versace, to refresh our listening audience, is the community director of the March of Dimes, and that encompasses the Northern Metro area, which is Ulster and Dutchess County.
It's Ulster, Dutchess, it's Orange.
Oh, Orange.
It's Rockland, it's Westchester, it's Putnam.
It's the whole enchilada.
County. That's the Northern
Metro
Division.
The same place where our Hudson Valley Talk radio signal runs.
That's right. White Plains. Yeah.
Now, has the March of Dimes, because polio, of course, in the mid-1950s, as far as America was concerned, has been cured. Rotary has a big commitment to cure polio around the world.
Worldwide, right.
So,
right.
Being that polio has pretty much been conquered here in the United States, what's the March of Dimes do now?
Well, what happened was in 1955, polio was eradicated by the mission being funded from the March of Dimes to Dr. Jonah Selk. And because of that, our mission now has changed to infant mortality, to premature babies, to combating birth defects, and keeping all babies born healthy.
So it's still, you know, it still could be called the Mother's March of Dimes, because who has more concern than a parent about these kind of issues? And do we still have little cardboards where you put the dimes in and mail them in?
We do have cardboard holders for the dimes.
So what specifically are March of Dimes doing with the money that people so generously donate, Lynn?
We're funding all kinds of research for continuing to battle a lot of the illnesses and the birth defects and, you know, researching why prematurity happens and what we can do to combat prematurity. There's many different things that we do and a couple things that I myself have actually been affected by.
Well, I was going to ask you two things. How long have you been involved with the March of Dimes and what brought you to the March of Dimes? Is this a career path you chose or was it a personal calling?
It was kind of a bit of a both. To be honest with you, I've been with the March of Dimes 2 years now, and it was both. I lost my first son due to prematurity.
Oh, my.
He was only a pound.
Wow.
And that was about 10 years ago on April 25th.
Mm-hmm.
So, unfortunately, after having dealt with that, I really didn't know too much. You know, researched a little bit about the March of Dimes. People had told me about it. Didn't think too much of it. Then I had my daughter Gia, who was born at 3 pounds, 3 ounces.
Oh, boy.
She was born at 31 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
She was in NICU for 5.5 weeks.
I'm sorry, she was in what now?
NICU, the neonatal intensive care unit, which is AKA the NICU, at Vassar Hospital, which is amazing. And, you know, from there, she was on an apnea monitor for a year. I had to carry this big, large contraption with me. She was And when you see a baby after losing a son, it's devastating to begin with. And then after seeing her in a little incubator, the only reason she was okay is because March of Dimes refunded the drug. And this injection that was gets laid in her lungs, which was given to me before I was actually, had given birth to her, was called surfactant. And we actually refunded the mission to have this drug surfactant available to now all mothers. What that does is that actually enables the babies to breathe on their own when they come out of the mother's womb.
Well, because one thing that people may or may not know is that one of the last things to develop through pregnancy is the lungs.
And
it's your
right.
ENT process. So
right.
any premature
right.
baby
right.
is at risk just because that is underdeveloped.
Agreed.
At time of birth. So
well, now,
this
Lindbergh,
drug is now
yeah.
given to mothers in during their pregnancy?
It is, but it's giving to us.
Is it high-risk mothers or it's mothers with history of prematurity,
anybody
or how do they select it?
I believe they select it from at-risk mothers that mm-hmm. they know maybe, like in my case, I had an incompetent cervix. So even though I had a cerclage and I was stitched
right,
shut and
right,
all
right,
of that,
right, right.
they say, okay, you know what, we're going to give you this injection mm-hmm. just in case
the baby comes
at 29
early.
Weeks and at 31 weeks or, mm-hmm. you know, and they'll do that to mothers that are high-risk, mothers that have had premature births. People that are sometimes in labor now and they can't stop it, they're trying mm-hmm, to stop it, mm-hmm. mothers that go to the hospitals, mm-hmm. they'll try to give them at least one injection, and they try to get both injections
right,
in.
Right.
But, you know, it takes,
so
I think,
it's a two-step process.
It is a two-step process, but if you have one, at least it's better than having none.
Right. So then yeah. your daughter is now...
She's 8 years old.
8 years old.
She's
oh, God
8 years
bless.
Old.
Okay. And how's her physical development?
She's okay. She's
mm-hmm.
she's doing pretty well. I mean, she has maybe some, like, she stutters a little bit and you mm-hmm. know, minor things like that, you know, that can't be fixed. You know, she'll go mm-hmm. to tutoring for learning and stuff like that. But otherwise, she runs, jumps, skips, hops. I mean, going from that little baby
right,
to what
right,
she
to
is now.
How frail she must
yeah.
have
That's
looked
terrific.
At
That's
time
terrific.
Of birth.
Now, Lynn Versace, community director mm-hmm. of the March of Dimes, are talking about the March of Dimes conquest of polio, and now they've turned their attention to premature babies. One of the great things about medical science is that it constantly advances, and certainly children who are born premature in my day, back in the 50s, who may have been maybe a week or 2 weeks premature,
right.
They couldn't save. Now they're saving kids way, way back at very small weights.
They have babies they've saved at 24 weeks
right.
now.
Yeah, that's just amazing. And as you point out, the lungs being the last thing developed, very often premature babies have lung issues. But what about twins? You know, you very often hear about twins coming out and they're a pound and a half each or 2 pounds
yeah.
each. Is there something about twins that makes that kind of situation more acceptable?
Well,
I think it's just, it really depends on how, believe it or not, how strong the mother's cervix is mm-hmm. when she's pregnant with twins or triplets or whatever that is. It really depends upon the person. But yeah, a lot of people with twins do have premature babies. And
it's not unusual, and they are considered in
right.
a riskier category.
They are a risky, yeah.
A multiple birth.
Now,
pregnancy.
Lynn, what do you do multiple as pregnancy. Community director? What's your job?
Oh gosh, my! I have a
lot. Besides coming on the radio,
you've been there for 2 years.
I have,
and your job started. Did you see an ad in the paper? How did it happen?
I did. I actually uh-huh. did see an ad in the paper, and I answered it. And
you answered it, and the rest is history.
And the rest is history. You know, we met, we clicked, my boss and I, and she felt my passion. She mm-hmm. felt my vigor. She knew that, you know, if she hired the right person for the job, Duchess and Ulster Walk would one time be revamped again. And thank God it is. We had 2,000 people at the walkway over the Hudson this year.
That's
on Sunday,
fantastic.
May 6th.
Fantastic. Yes, it's been pretty recent.
Yeah.
So as community director, besides doing public relations, things like this, I'm sure you try and get some volunteers lined up to help out.
I need volunteers. I like the night needs stars, right? I
mean,
so,
that's
so,
beautifully
yeah.
put.
Yeah, I do. I need volunteers. I'm always looking for volunteers. I'm always looking for people that share my passion, that maybe have a story, or people that just want to help, that they want to see, you know, everything be eradicated, and they want babies to be born healthy.
And the volunteers, they're going to do fundraising or help with the children? What kind of thing do volunteers need to do?
I have things for volunteers as far as, you know, sending out emails, or maybe, you know, you hear the media and you're making things go viral. So mm-hmm, I have things mm-hmm. from, you know, Facebooking and Twittering and just getting things to go viral, to coming to events, to helping us set up, to research, to, You name it. You name it. I could use the help.
And Lynn Versace, community director of the March of Dimes. If they want, if our listeners want to reach you to volunteer or to get more information about the March of Dimes, how would they do that?
They would call 914-610-7522. That's 914-610-7522, and tell them that they want to volunteer for the Duchess and Ulster events for Lynn Versace, or they can reach me at lversace@marchofdimes.com.
Spell Versace.
That's L-V-E-R-S-A-C-I at marchofdimes.com, and send me a letter.
And we're going to find out more about what you can do to help the March of Dimes and this fantastic young lady who's our guest, Lynn Versace, Community Director of the March of Dimes. But first, let me remind our listeners that they're in tune with Radio Rotary on Hudson Valley Talk Radio and around the world by podcast on iTunes and at www.radiorotary.org. My name is Jonah Treboas, and my co-host is the effervescent Sarah O'Connell. And our very special guest, Lynn Versace, Community Director of the Mother's March of Dimes. And Sarah, tell us, who brings us Radio Rotary this week?
Well, Jonah, Radio Rotary is brought to us by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Congers Valley Cottage, Fishkill, Highland, Hyde Park, Kinderhook Tri-Village, Middletown, Millbrook, and Poughkeepsie, Arlington.
And we'll be back with more of Radio Rotary after these important messages.
The 1,200,000 women and men of Rotary have accomplished extraordinary things. They've taught millions of people to read, worked toward world peace, and have nearly eradicated a crippling childhood disease from the face of the planet. But each of those 1,200,000 women and men know they could accomplish so much more if only they were 1,200,000 and one. Find out what an impact one person can make. Learn about Rotary at Rotary.org.
For information about Rotary in the Hudson Valley, visit www.rotarydistrict7210.org. Jettelson Giordano & Siegel, CPA PC, is a full-service accounting, tax, and business consulting firm.
JGS specializes in business succession planning, including ownership transition, management transition, as well as family and non-family transitions.
The JGS staff works alongside you to solve the problems of your specific business or personal situation.
JGS is conveniently located on Route 211 in Middletown, New York. To learn more, please contact JGS at 845-692-9500 or visit them on the web at www.jgspc.com.
Jettelson, Giordano, and Siegel, your essential partner in business.
Come to the Millbrook Literary Festival, a family event featuring authors and their books Saturday, June 16th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Listen to panel discussions and readings and browse through books during the author signings throughout the day.
Fun for all ages and all interests. For more information, contact Harper at 845-594-1286. That's 845-594-1286. That's the Millbrook Literary Festival, June 16th. See you there.
Presented by the Millbrook Literary Festival Committee and the Millbrook Free Library.
What would you do if a friend, coworker, or a loved one collapsed? Calling 911 alone will not be enough. Over 1,000 people a day die from sudden cardiac arrest. Many can be saved with early intervention. HealthSave offers CPR courses on a daily basis at our facility in Rockland County. We'll come to your home or business if you prefer. Call us toll-free at 877-277-6233. That's 877-277-6233. Or visit our website at healthsave.com. That's HEALTHSAV.com. Leave the E off of save for emergencies. CPR training is for everyone. Learn CPR. Become a lifesaver.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio and online at HudsonValleyTalkRadio.com. Hudson Valley Talk Radio and online at HudsonValleyTalkRadio.com.
Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell, and welcome back to this edition of Radio Rotary. I am joined by my co-host, Jonah Treboiser, which will try and keep him in the regulations for the second half of the show, because we have this lovely guest.
We have a lovely guest.
Lynn Versace.
Who's I have a lovely co-host.
Thank you.
Everyone's
suck
lovely.
It up now.
Everyone's lovely.
Lynn Versace.
Everybody is lovely.
Lynn
except
Versace.
Me. I'm old.
With Lynn Versace, with fabulous shoes on, is the community director of the March of Dimes of the Northern Metro Area, which encompasses what, Lynn?
It encompasses Dutchess County, Ulster County, Sullivan County, Rockland County, Orange County, White Plains, and Westchester County.
Big territory. Yes.
The art of the radio host is to paint a word picture. I think you should describe her shoes and your shoes, since you raised the issue of these shoes.
Do you think anybody really cares?
I think the ladies in the audience would love to hear about this.
Well, Lynn has on platform leopard shoes that are trimmed in a lovely taupe patent leather stripe, I guess, or trim around the edging, and they're fabulous. They're very fashion forward, and she looks very hip. She's got great jeans on and a great sweater.
And a lovely smile.
Thank you. That's a good picture you painted.
And your shoes?
And my shoes are spring, kind of post-Easter shoes or post-spring holiday shoes. And they're slingbacks. And they're multicolored silk.
And they are fabulous.
In red, white, blue. And they are trimmed in orange,
Now, how would you describe what your co-host has on?
You have traditional, boring, wire... Oxford cap shoes.
Thank you, because I need some
great socks.
Could need a little bit of polishing, but what I will say is that your tie and your shirt are really pretty cool.
And do let people know.
The tie does make up for it.
All right.
Let's
get back to serious business.
So now, here we are with Lynn Versace, who is the community director of the March of Dimes, and yes, they do wonderful work.
We were talking
about some of their events that are coming up throughout the summer, early fall. So, Lynn, what's the next thing on your agenda?
I have a kickoff on August 26th at Club Elements in White Plains. It's a kickoff to my Bikers for Babies event. It is a concert that will be in White Plains, Club Elements, on August 26th. On September 23rd, we do have our Bikers for Babies event, which does start at the Dutchess Stadium, and it will end in Bowline Park in Hawthorne, New York, in Rockland County. That's on September 23rd. So anyone that rides a bike or knows anybody that wants to ride a bike or anybody that wants to donate or become a vendor or sponsor any of these things, they can also go ahead and contact me.
Well, now, you're talking about Bikers for Babies. We're talking about motorcycles?
Motorcycles,
I am. Not a regular two-wheel bicycle?
No, I'm not talking about a Schwinn. I'm talking about an actual...
Harleys and...
Whatever you want to ride.
All that good stuff.
I may prefer the Harleys, but whatever you want to ride, as long as you can ride a bike.
And to contact you to register for this, the phone number is?
914-610-7522. We also have a big gala on October 21st at the Villa Borghese in Wappingers Falls.
That's a fabulous place.
And the gala will be a fabulous event.
Got excellent food.
It's kind of excellent food, Dancing with the Stars type event, silent auction for anybody that wants to come. And you know, we're looking for volunteers.
What's the date of that?
That's October 21st. And that's from 3 to 7 p.m. Sunday afternoon. So these events are also giving back to the community. My gala on October 21st, the half the silent auction is going to be giving back to the Vassar Brothers, neonatal, you know, the unit, the NICU unit.
Right.
So half the silent auction money is going to be going to the NICU in Vassar Hospital. Giving back to the community as well.
Right. Now, we were talking about the fact that the March of Dimes has... evolved from fighting polio, which has thankfully been conquered here in the United States in the mid-50s with the Salk and Sabin vaccines, to looking at helping premature babies and their lung problems and all that stuff. What else does the March of Dimes cover?
We're actually trying to cover any type of birth defects. We're trying to figure out why children are born with birth defects and if we can stop them.
Prevention.
Yeah. My son, Christian, who's 6, was born in congestive heart failure. So, like I said, all three aspects, unfortunately, the March of Dimes covers, I've been affected by, which is why I'm so strong about this mission, which is why I'm really trying to push people to raise awareness about what we do and why we do it. You know, we really need to try to eradicate all of these things. So, we know our common denominator in life is people, right? We want to have healthy people. Healthy people starts with healthy babies.
Well, Lynn Versace, community director of the March of Dimes here in the Hudson Valley, let me ask you a personal question.
Sure.
Now, you have been a mother who had lost a premature child.
I did.
As a daughter who was also premature, right?
Yes,
and now a son with a birth defect.
Correct.
Have the doctors told you, is this kind of thing inherited? Was it, you know, in your genes or just the luck of the draw?
It's unfortunately the luck of the draw.
Wow.
Some people win at poker, some people win lotto, and I unfortunately won that. But you know what? That being said, having gone through what I've gone through, I wouldn't change it for a minute because it gives me the passion and you know, the courage and the willpower to fight through what I'm fighting through and to help other women and help people in the world.
Well, you're an amazing young lady because a lot of people would wallow in self-pity saying, wow, woe was me. How was I stuck with this? They'd be depressed. And you've put your face right in the wind and you're just moving forward to try and help others. That is really fantastic work.
Thank you very much. My son Vincent that I lost, I feel like he's my angel on my shoulder.
Yeah,
so I think
isn't that sweet?
I'm pushing through for him and for my two children. You know, like I said, I really wouldn't want to see my worst enemy go through what I went through. So raising awareness and by letting your listeners know, hey, we really need help. I need to raise awareness. We need businesses to come and support and to shout it out to the world that, hey, this is what's going on. Please help.
Well, let's not skip over the fact of business help. You know, our radio stations at the Hudson Valley Talk Radio are on, and a lot of business, especially small businesses, they're listening right now as they're working, as their customers are standing there. What kind of help can businesses bring?
Businesses can bring walk teams. They can bring people that will come to the galas that will buy the tickets to sit at these tables. They can bring people that will come to these events like Ride or things like that. They can sponsor. They can sponsor any level. They can give donations for some of the fabulous prizes that we raffle, you know, have drawings for. Businesses come and they can get notoriety in, you know, our newspapers and our PSA advertisements on the radio that we have for all these events. So if businesses are looking to market their business, I mean, what better way to come to, like I said, my walk this year had 2,000 people of a captive audience on the walkway. What better way to market your business to families than to come and advertise at such a wonderful thing, you know? And also it's for cause marketing. People like to deal with people that will, you know, if I say, oh, well, they give to the March of Dimes, I'm more apt to shop somewhere or go to somewhere because it's cause marketing. I'm give to that, you know, that charity, and now I'm going to deal with that business because I, too, know that they deal with that charity.
All right. You've got a lot of business people right now ready to help you and the March of Dimes. How do they reach you there, Lynn Versace?
Again, they can call 914-610-7522. That's 914-610-7522. Or they can email me at lversace@marchofdimes.com. That's lversaci@marchofdimes.com. I'd be more than happy to meet with them and talk to them on their time.
And folks at home, get a pencil and paper because we will repeat that before the close of the show. Now, right now, there are probably some parents having their second cup of coffee listening to us on Hudson Valley Talk Radio this morning, and they may have a child afflicted as your children are. Or have lost a child to prematurity, and they feel they need some help. They need some help coping with it. They need some help coping with their child. Do you also, with the March of Dimes, offer counseling or other help to parents?
I have support groups
that
can actually contact them with. A lot of local hospitals that are in general areas have support groups, and I can direct the people to those support groups for help. But, you know, my thing is, when I have a family team, when I have teams that come to me and say, hey, Lynn, you know, I've been affected too. This is my story. I'm such a compassionate person that I want to hear their story. I will talk to them, and I offer my condolences, and I offer my help. And I say, hey, text me, call me. Anytime you need me to talk, I'm there for you, because that's just kind of the person I am. I want to be able to help people. And if I can just help one person or talk one person off the ledge from being, you know, sorry for themselves or try to show them the good in something that happens, then I'd like to do that to my family teams as well.
And probably getting involved as a volunteer with the March of Dimes under your tutelage and under your leadership, we'll get them out of that shell because it certainly has worked for you. You're a fantastic, energetic individual.
Thank you so much. That means a lot to hear.
Right. Well, again, folks at home, listen up because Lynn's going to give us the contact information again. Contact March Dimes. How?
My contact information is 1-914-610-7522. That's 1-914-610-7522. Also, you could reach me at Lynn Versace. It's lversace@marchofdimes.com. That's lversaci@marchofdimes.com. Or you can also send donations in. We do take donations of
you
any kind.
You do take donations.
I do
That's
take donations. So please, if you can cut a check, businesses, sponsorships, whatever you want to do, please. I look forward to them. I will look awaited with bated breath in the mail. it's 580 White Plains Road in Tarrytown, New York. That's 580 White Plains Road, Tarrytown, New York, 10591.
And you obviously have a website. You must.
I do. It's marchofdimes.org. But okay. If you're sending those donations, like I hope that you will, you can put them attention to Lynn Versace or L. Versace.
And all that information is on the website.
It is on the website.
So marchofdimes.org.
Yes, Lynn Versace. And I implore everyone to please donate, volunteer your time, let it go viral, raise awareness, and these babies really need the help. And who doesn't like to help a baby?
Lynn Versace.
Well said.
Community Director of the March of Dimes of the Hudson Valley. Thank you so much for everything you do
My
for
pleasure.
Young people. And thanks
My
for
pleasure.
Joining us on Radio Rotary.
Thank you so much for having me.
And who do we have to thank, Sarah O'Connell, for bringing us Radio Rotary this week?
Well, Jonah, Radio Rotary is sponsored by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Newburgh, New City, New Paltz, New Windsor, Cornwall, North Rockland, Pleasant Valley, Red Hook, and Southern Ulster.
For Sarah O'Connell, this is Jonah Treboisa, thanking you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again every Friday morning at 9 for another edition of Radio Rotary right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio.